Welcome to Yes Is Back, the show where we believe in saying yes to yourself. I'm your host, Miyoko Taylor. You know, so often we find ourselves stuck in the cycle of saying no to opportunities, dreams, and even our own needs. So each week we're going to dive into the tools, strategies, and mindsets that are going to help you reclaim your time, regain your confidence, and reconnect to your passion and purpose. Together, we're going to redefine what success looks like for you. From setting healthier boundaries in your personal professional life, to overcoming chronic people-pleasing, and to tapping into the most resilient and authentic version of yourself, I'm going to guide, challenge, and inspire you. We're going to go on a journey together. So are you ready to say yes? Yes to your dreams, yes to your boundaries, and yes to your potential? Well, yes is back, and so are you. Welcome to the show. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Yes Is Back podcast. Once again, I'm your host, Miyoko Taylor, award-winning author, life coach, and motivational speaker, and I'm excited for today. I normally like to cover topics and situations that are not talked about enough, perhaps because most people don't know how to talk about them, or it's just not a very attractive topic. And in my journey, my own personal journey and dealing with clients and just various people, there's a cycle. It's a vicious cycle that keeps us going from one endless black hole to the next. It keeps us pursuing happiness, which is a whole other topic in and of itself. Pursuing happiness only not to find happiness. To be more depressed, to be more unfulfilled. It keeps us pursuing accolades and awards and different things we think that are going to validate us as a person. So what am I talking about here? Today we're going to talk about breaking the validation cycle. The validation cycle is something that many people are caught up in, many people don't know how to get out of. And it's surprisingly why a lot of people are very successful in their profession. And one of the reasons why is because a lot of people tie achievement and accomplishment to their self-worth. All right, so today we're going to explore the concept of the validation cycle and why people often find themselves caught in this vicious loop, right? So what is the validation cycle? So if I had to tie a definition to the validation cycle, the validation cycle would be a repetitive pattern of seeking external approval for your self-worth. So you're exchanging the monetary achievement, the professional achievement, the external achievement in exchange for your self-worth. So in other words, in very simplistic terms, you're only as worthy or as good as your last award, your last accolade, your last achievement, your last accomplishment. And many people go in this vicious cycle. In fact, there's many celebrities out there, many professional athletes, many prominent people that we see on a day-to-day basis and that many people idolize that are caught in this vicious validation cycle. So I don't want you to think it affects just one demographic of people. There are many people, and in fact, as I said before, many accomplished people and successful people from a professional perspective that struggle with this vicious cycle. All right, so what's the driver, right? What's the driver that keeps people stuck in this cycle? One of the drivers are the expectations of society, okay? I mean, just take a look at social media, the internet, the news. We're constantly looking at things that project the image of success, what being beautiful is, what being sexy is, what being worthy and being valuable is. And oftentimes we take those things and we try to model those things and we follow the trends and everything else. And what happens is we pursue those things that these people are projecting that they have. And once we get those things, it's a temporary high. It's a temporary shot of dopamine, right? But what happens afterwards is that goes down and you go back to feeling the same way you were before. All to just shoot for the same goals and the same objectives that you see all the time. And you go into this perpetual feeling of emptiness because you're accomplishing this goal. It satisfies you for a split second. Then you're pursuing something else. And then the next thing. And then the next thing. And this is what society has projected on many, many people. And this is the trend that we go after. And this is why pursuing happiness is a pointless exploit, because it's a pointless exploration, because happiness is not something you pursue. Happiness starts from within you. All right. Another reason that people are stuck in the validation cycle: fear of rejection. A lot of people don't want to be rejected, be it trauma from growing up as a child or some situation in their life. Rejection is way too painful for them. So what they do is they seek to please other people. They perform well. They want to make people smile. They want to make people happy. And they attach this to their self-worth as a place of value. So as long as I'm doing these particular things, I'm excelling in this particular area, people will like me. People will not reject me. People will accept me. So they tie these achievements and these things they pursue into a form of acceptance from people or from society or in different areas. The last thing is some people just have a desire, an innate desire to be accepted by something that they view as greater than themselves. And that could be somebody they idolize, a celebrity, be it a musician, be it a business figure, being any type of person that you feel, you know, feels represents the type of success and the type of admiration and the type of life that you desire. And then they model their entire life behind getting close to being like that person or being like that person themselves. And what they realize through the whole validation cycle is there's still a feeling of unfulfillment, a feeling of not being satisfied, because we're all unique individuals. You see, the external things that we chase have nothing to do with the internal version of ourselves. And I'll say that one more time. The external things that most people chase have nothing to do with their internal selves. And what happens is we're in this misalignment. As we pursue these external things, we're so totally unaligned with the internal things. Our values, our principles, our goals, our desires, the things that make us uniquely ourselves are totally being neglected, because we're pursuing what we think will make people happy, what we think will validate us as human beings, what we think that will make us accepted and liked and loved and appreciated and adored and all those things, instead of really searching in, being ourselves and touching, getting in touch with that internal aspect of us, our beliefs, our values, our principles, those things that make us unique, that those things that will attract the people, the things that need to be in our lives, and will make you see and feel and understand and be who you are and be okay with that. Okay? So receiving validation. Validation should not come from anything external. It should not come from another person. Validation should come from knowing, understanding, accepting who you are, and constantly spending each and every day being a better version of yourself. So a lot of people that are stuck in the validation cycle, they're so driven by pursuing other things outside of themselves, they don't even know who they are. And this may be you, and it's nothing to be ashamed of, because this is the way a lot of our life and society is designed, to pursue external things outside of who we are. Not what we value, not what our principles are, not what our beliefs are, not what makes us unique, each and every one of us, of the billions of people that are on this planet. But the things that we see, we're taught to pursue those particular things. And we're taught those are the things that make us feel accepted, liked, loved, appreciated, and accepted. But the reality of it is you're only going to find those things once you start to work on yourself and what really validates you as a person. And it's none of those external things that we are constantly pursuing. All right? And as you continue to pursue these external things, you start to develop a dependency on them over time. So you may achieve some of the accolades that other people are saying that makes a person successful. Then you get that temporary high, but now you don't feel as accomplished. So you start to pursue something else. It could be a degree. It could be a Grammy Award. It could be a professional. It could be the Super Bowl. It could be the MVP Award. It could be a raise at work. It could be all these different things. And I'm mentioning these things because they're specific and things that we can actually relate to. But the question is why are some of these people pursuing these particular things? Is it because they actually love to do it and they're passionate about it? Or is it because they feel as though these are the things that make them feel, that make them valued, loved, accepted, adored, appreciated, and it is tied directly to their self-worth? It's a vicious, vicious cycle of seeking validation. Now, I'm not saying everybody's like this. I don't want anybody to misrepresent what I'm saying or misunderstand what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that many people in this world, rich, poor, famous, not famous, it doesn't matter, are stuck in a vicious validation cycle. If you're listening to my voice and this is really touching your heart, then you can truly understand what I'm saying. And I used to be one of those people. I pursued a lot of different accolades and a lot of different things in my coaching profession. I'm in the personal development world and I accomplished some pretty good things. I've been blessed so far. But the reality of it is until I started to really tap into who I was, my own uniqueness, my own authenticity, what I truly desired, my values, my principles, my beliefs, until I reconnected to those things, none of those things even mattered. I was just pursuing those things because I was told that was what was going to make me accepted, validated, appreciated, respected in my particular field, and people were going to actually like me. But the reality of it is does it matter if people love you or admire you for these external things if you don't really love and admire yourself? And that's a question you really want to ask. Because you're stuck in the validation cycle because you're pursuing a love and an admiration from people that's artificial, because the moment you do something else outside of these particular things, you'll see that love and you'll see that acceptance and that validation can literally change overnight. We see it all the time when a celebrity makes a mistake and they're actually human and they do particular things and the media turns on them, and then people comment in their inbox and they're just all types of horrible people. The reality of it is you have to develop the love of validation, appreciation, and acceptance for yourself. This is one of the only ways you're going to get out of this validation cycle. This validation cycle is key to getting rid of imposter syndrome, reducing your anxiety, destroying limiting beliefs. All this stuff plays a very, very important part in the validation cycle. All right. So what I want you to do as you're listening to this episode, and I try to keep them very short and concise and not a lot of fluff or any fluff at all. I want you to self-reflect. I really want you to look at your life. If you need to take a sheet of paper, write in a journal. I want you to start recognizing patterns in your life where you are seeking external validation. You're not looking within yourself, your values, your principles, your beliefs, and you're pursuing something based on an external view or what people on the outside or what the media says on the outside says will make you accepted, loved, validated, or appreciated. I want you to really take inventory and just really start to itemize the things that you really feel are important in your life and really search within yourself. And I want you to see if the things that are truly important to you are the things that you're currently pursuing right now. And I can almost guarantee you, if you really do this exercise the right way, you're going to find out that much of what you pursue is not even who you are, what you want to be, or what's important to you. So really do this exercise. I always like to give exercises and things for my listeners to do. Do that exercise and share in the comments, share questions. You can always find me on social media. And I want to get your feedback on this episode. I want to hear the results from you actually doing this exercise, because we have to break these cycles. We're stuck in cycles, validation cycles, people-pleasing cycles, cycles that cause us to have poor boundaries, cycles that we're chasing work-life balance, which doesn't exist. You know, we're looking for that alignment in our personal, professional life. And these cycles are the things that are holding us back, keeping us depressed, keeping us mentally and emotionally unhealthy, keeping us from accomplishing our goals. We have to start to look at these cycles and change these cycles, because we are creatures of habit and processes. And whether or not, whether you do nothing, you're still doing something. There's still some type of cycle or process going on in your life. So do this exercise. Be serious about it. Be intentional. Take 10 to 15 minutes of your day in the morning and in the evening and reflect on what patterns you see. What were you pursuing during the day? What has the most of your attention? And how do you really feel about validation in your own personal life? And what are you doing and what are you pursuing in order to get that validation? And if it's not looking within yourself, your values, your principles, your beliefs, and what truly is important to you, what truly, truly 100% makes you the unique, authentic person that you are, it's time for you to change, and it's time for you to take the necessary steps to really tap into your true potential and break the validation cycle. Again, thank you all for listening. I hope this podcast resonates with you. I hope you took something away from it that's going to, you know, allow you to take the next step to actually transforming your life. And I want you to always remember, you will have bigger breakthroughs with better boundaries. Talk to you guys soon. Thank you for joining us on another empowering episode of Yes Is Back. Remember, your dreams can become reality. Work-life fulfillment is possible. Your boundaries, they do matter. And you can reach fulfillment in your personal and professional life. But it all starts with saying yes to yourself. Now, if you want to stay up to date on new episodes and continue this transformational journey with me, don't forget to hit that subscribe button. Also, connect with me on social media for daily inspiration, tips, and updates. You can follow me on Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. Search for Miyoko Taylor. That's M as in Mary, EIYOKOTAYLOR. Until next time, keep saying yes to the life you truly desire. Thank you for being part of the Yes Is Back community. Goodbye for now.